printer. Rashi said, "Dokin shebepnei odin." If you have cracks on your face, if you take something cold, that's good. Techalufi, if you change it around, so I can't, it's something dangerous. Cholo lizibura, if you want to take vinegar, lizibura. Again, so cholo lizibura, Rashi says, if you have bloodletting, it's good to take some vinegar. Umenina litanisa, it's good to take small fish after you fast. The chalufa, the opposite way around, sakanta, that's no good. Tachle vizibure, cress, after bloodletting. Tachle vizibure, sakanta, that's no good. If you take cress after you have bloodletting, that's a sakana. Ishta vizibura, sakanta. Because fever is also dangerous after you have a bloodletting. It's also no good. Koyev eino, Usvure sakanta. Also, if a person has a sore in the eyes, it's dangerous to have bloodletting then. Now, sheni, the second day after, sheni ladag, the second day after you ate fish, then it's okay to have a bloodletting. Sheni ladag dam, then you can have bloodletting. Sheni ladam, the second day after you have bloodletting, then dag, then it's also okay to have fish. Shlishiloi, on the third day though, then sakanta, then it's dangerous. Then it's no good. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yechoftes, Tavchoftes, Amralaf on top. What's the last line, top and the first line? Cholo lisibure. If you have a siburi, that means Rashi says, Akozes Adam. You just had some bloodletting, so then cholo to take vinegar is good. Huminuni. That's why she says, Dokum Kitanim, small fish, Litainisa. If you finish fasting, after a fast, it's good to have fish. A herring, right. Vechilufa sakanta. The opposite way is bad. This is sakana. Tichlo viziburio sakanta. If after you have bloodletting, you take tichlo, cress, that's very dangerous. Ishaso viziburio. If you have ishaso, fever. And then you have some bloodletting, also sakanta. It's no good, it's a danger. Koyiv eino, if you have an eye ache, your eye is bothering you. O saburi, then you take a bloodletting, sakanta. That's dangerous, watch yourself. Sheni ledag dam. The second day after you ate some fish, it's okay to have some bloodletting. Sheni ledam, the second day from the bloodletting, dag, it's okay to have fish. But shlishi loy sakanta. The third day after bloodletting, or the third day after you ate fish, you should not have the opposite. Then it's dangerous. If you just ate fish 3 days ago, do not have bloodletting today. And if you have bloodletting 3 days ago, do not eat fish today. That's a sakona. Tana Rabbonim. Hamekiz dam. Somebody just had some bloodletting. That was the times in the Gemara they used to cut, make a slit, an incision by your shoulders and take out some blood. It was a refu, it was healthy for you. So make it dumb, somebody has some bloodletting, is lo yoichol chagvash. Do not eat these things right after. What are these? Lo yicholov, do not have any milk. For lo yigvinov, do not have any cheese. For lo yibitzolom, no onions. Lo yishichlayim, another type of a grass, something that grows. Lo yishichlayim. Im ochal, what's going to be if you eat one of these things? Some Rabbi says right away, neisi reviyosa decholov, take a revius of a lug, the 4 ounces of vinegar, or viyosa de chamro, and then take a revius of wine, v'navinu v'hadi adodi, and mix them up well together, v'nishte, and you should drink this. That would be a refuah for you. Now, v'chi mefana, when you have to go to the Beis HaKisei, is le mefana elo le mizrocha shalir. Make sure you only let yourself ease at the east side of the city. So Rashi says, because that has the least wind. The east wind is very weak. Therefore, won't blow the, Mor says, Mishum, the kosher recha. The very bad odor is going to come out from this. So you don't want that odor to come into the city, so make sure you ease yourself at the east side of the city, because on the east, the wind is the weakest, so we'll not bring the bad odor into the city. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Malin Unkeli b'Shabbos. You'll have to put back in place an Unkeli on Shabbos. Now, my Unkeli, what is this? Omer of Abba, is tumcha deliba. It says some part of your heart. Rashi says it's the bokhtar, it's the piece of flesh that holds up your heart. So if that falls out of place on Shabbos, that's a sakana for your heart, you have a right to put it back into place. Rashi says, it's the mucha deliba, doifnei bosor, the side meat, shetochav halei, that the lave is put into, vu tafasha, that's the diaphragm there, vishnachrina tenuch shekneger halei, the pipe opposite the heart, shekurin nivla, hopam shenichva, sometimes it bends over the wrong side, and it's hard for you to breathe. So it's a sakono, you'll have to fix this on Shabbos. Now, how do you fix it? Ma yisusa, what is the remedy, what's the medicine for this? So it's like this. Maisi kamuna, you bring some kamuna, whatever that is, some type of the grass. Yeah. Kuruye, another type of a herb. Vinine, another one. Viagadna vitsisri, all these things together. Viavdosa, yeah, viavdosa. Take all these things together. Rashi says, Abdos is ace of mar, a bit of leaf, a bit of grass. Take all these together. Now, like this. Leliva, if you have a bad heart, if it hurts the heart hurts you. So then, Bechamra, mix all these herbs into wine and drink it. That will fix up your heart. Visamech, what's the simin? Viyayin yisamach levav enosh. That wine makes the heart happy. Kids, if you have heart problems, mix up all these herbs and wine. That will put the heart back to place. Yeah. Lerucha, let's say you have a hard time breathing, your lungs are bothering you. So then b'maya, mix up these herbs in water. The simnecha, the simen for this is, remember this is, v'ruach elokim rachef asapnei amayim, v'ruach en mayim, when you have a problem of ruach, of your breath, then go to the water, water will help you. Lekuda, Rashi says that means an isha that's giving birth, she's having a hard time, because the chayli isha yoledes, umestanenes, she comes very cold there, you have to help her. So then, v'shichra, put these herbs into beer and let her drink it down. That will help her. V'shemech, what's the simon for beer? V'kad al shichma. She has a lug on her shoulders. Mashma shichma with shichra goes together to remember it. So that by she needs with beer. Yeah, right. But again, like I said yesterday, it's Kabbalah, these medicines, lav davka, help today. Nobody should try these medicines today unless the doctor says it's okay. Because the body changed today, that's not mukhrach, these medicines will help today. Ravacha b'ray d'rova shochuk le l'kula b'had yadodi. When he had a problem in the heart, he took all these herbs and he ground them up together. He took like one handful, five fingers full of this. And he put it into wine, whatever problem he had, either wine, water, or the shichra, and they drank it. Rav Ashi, no. Shoche kol chada v'chad l'chuda. He took each one of these herbs and he ground them up separately. V'shokol moli, took a pinchful. V'shokol moli etzbo rafso, the thumb, or moli etzbo sudrutsaso, the pinky. Mashbi, one of this, a small pinchful of each one of them, he took and that he put into wine and that's the way he drank it. He did not take a whole handful together, but he took five different pinchfuls of them. Amar Rav Papa, Hano Avdi L'chol Hani. When Rav Papa had a heart problem, so he did these aces, and Vloisa saw he did not get better. Adi Omar Lehutai, until finally he had advice by some Arab. An Arab came along and told him that I see Kuz L'charato. Please take yourself a new pitcher, an earthly pitcher. Omalayu Mayu, fill it up with water. Veromi Bey Tavad Zedufsha, and put inside it a spoon full of honey. The Toli Lo Bei Kuchvi, that this honey was outside last night under the stars. Kitsa, this honey saw the stars last night. And Lamacha, tomorrow, Ishusei, drink this remedy, and then your heart will be in A1 condition. Sa'avdi Hochi, my papa listened, did like this. This is so, and he became well. That was his refuah. Tan Rabban wrote in a price like this. Shisha Dvorim Mirapin Esachoyla. There are six things that will heal you if you're sick. These are six things, bechol you from your sickness. Six good remedies. Or refuasa of refuah. And the Gemara is being made, this is a healing. This is a good refuah. V'eluhain, these are the six things. Kruv, it's good to take cabbage. Tardin, eat beets. Omeisisin, whatever that is. Rashi says, puliya, yavish. All right, whatever that is. Sharim b'maya b'shoysa. All right, so another herb probably. Something that grows, okay. Alright, Yuvashas, we dried out. The cava usually the stomach of the animal. The heres, that's the placenta. Rashi's Rachma, shel behema, the womb of the animal, the aseres hakovet, the lobe over the liver. If you eat from this, it's healthy. It's a refuah. The yeshanim some add to this af dogum katanim. The shmaka sardines is also good. Small fish is also good. For lawyer, not only this, el shadogim katanim, small fish mefarin umarbin kol gufish alodim. Mamish keeps you in shape. You want to be 100% in shape, keep your whole body in a good exercise, good mavin, eat the small fish. That will keep you going. Now, asorah devorim mahzir nesachol l'cholof. 10 things if you take, it's the opposite, or just put you back in your sickness. You want to become sick again, you didn't have enough rest yet, so take these 10 things and they'll put you back in bed. V'chol yiv kosha, and it'll even become worse now. The sickness now will be worse. Elohim, these are the 10 things. V'aychol bosa shor, eat meat of an ox. Ox meat, not so healthy. Shuman, if it's very fat. So on the start he says, klei machel of tor, by shuman shalifis. Yeah, shuman means the kosher of fat. Bosa tli, if you eat roasted meat. Bosa tziporim, eat the meat of the birds. What's wrong with this? Yeah. Or roasted egg. You take a haircut or merchat, and then you wash yourself, you go to the bath. Or gavina, cheese, the covered in liver. The Esherm, some say, and even nuts are not healthy. The Esherm, some say, even cucumbers are not healthy. Again, like I said, these things do not apply today. Even cucumbers also. And Tana, the very Vishmon we learned. Loma nikra shimon kishuyim. Why is it called kishuyim? Cucumbers. Vnei shen koshin l'chol gufa shel adam kecharvois. They're hard, they're dangerous to the body, like a sword. Stay away from kishuyim. They're very dangerous, hard for the body. Yeah. Now we have the Mishnah says. But ein mistafrin mihem b'chol makom. And now the Mishnah says you cannot take a haircut by a guy any place. Talking about we learn like this. Yisrael ha-mistapim yavetichovim. If a Jew goes into a guy shababa, so the lochur is roye b'mara. He's allowed to take a haircut if he looks in the mirror. We'll soon see why. Roye b'mara, he's allowed to look in the mirror, then it's okay. Yavetichovim ha-mistapim Yisrael. If a Jew gives a guy a haircut, kivon shigil lebu yosef. When he comes to his middle flocks of hair, that was where they used to leave the hair, l'shem d'avoy d'zara, like an Indian in the middle used to leave a long row of hair, l'shem d'avoy d'zara. So if so, a Jew has to be careful, shaymet es yodoy, he has to take his hands away. Now we'll soon see three as boys. When you come close to that flock of hair that it leaves over, you're not allowed to make it look nice, because that is made nice for the shame of their avoy d'zara. So 3 inches before that, you have to stop cutting his hair. Now let's see. Oh, my, what we just say? Yisrael ha-mistapim mevkachovim. A Jew that's taken a haircut by a guy, roye b'mara. So the answer is, look in the mirror. Then you're okay. So the question is, hechi dami, how are we talking about over here? If Rishus Rav, if the haircut is on Fairfax, the barber, it's on Rishus Rav, Mapiko, it's on Rishus Rav, lo mali mara. What do you have to have a mara mirror for? We said already, Rishus Rav, it's okay. There's no sakono. The guy would be afraid to slit your neck in the shusharab. Everybody will see it. If it's in a private house, a private place, so what is it going to help you? Using a mirror, the guy will slit your neck with the mirror. So Marin says, yes, liyaylam the bright means v'shus hayochid. So what's the heft of looking into a mirror? The answer is, if you look in the mirror, you look like a prestige person. So the guy would be afraid to kill you. The guy sees, wow, look at this guy. He cares so much how he looks. He must be a real important person. So I'm afraid to kill him. I'll get into trouble. The kid said, that's the eight. Well, so we don't pass like this. That's the price that means that if you're there privately, the answer is, keep on looking in the mirror, you'll get him scared. Rav Huna bar Bizna have a mistapim avikachovim b'shvilu de Nadoi. Rav Huna bar Bizna took a haircut by a guy in the streets of Nadoi. So most probably he thought that this was considered a Rishus Rabim, she thought it's Mutta. Omalai, so the guy said to Chana, he said like this, Chana, Yoyu Kiyachal Azuga, your neck is so beautiful for my razor. In other words, I'd like to just slit your neck. So Omar, he said, he got scared. So Chuna said about himself, Tasli, really, I deserve this. Tasli, the avri of Rab Meir, that I did not listen to Rab Meir. As Rab Meir says, do not take a haircut by a guy any place. So Omar says, you did not, in accordance to Rabbanan sheet, you did okay. No, you did not even listen to the Rabbanan. Why? Because when do the Rabbanan say you're allowed to take a haircut by a guy? Only in a Rishus Rabbim. They don't have to be afraid. They never said this. Who saw Rav Chana thought Shvilu Dinadoi Kivun Neshchichi Rabbim Rishus Rabbim Dami. This reminds a lot of people walk by there, even though it's not the main pathway through the street, but people walk by there like a side street over here. The nicer people do walk by. So that's also. There it's not permissible. It's only mut according to Rabbanin, mamish in the main road in a big street like Pico in Rishus Rabin. There are the mutta. This is the ma'isa here that the chorus what we hold is only should be done Rishus Rabin and not Rishus Yochid. There's the famous shal about using a mirror. The Tais speaks out here. Hamistapam v'chavim roi b'mara tanya b'tesef the pregun v'vishalmi the pirkin yisrom zom v'chavim roi b'mara, that if you take haircut from a guy, look in the mirror. Menakusi ein roi b'mara pirish lefi shein echashud mashvich hazamin. Yeah, hetiru shebeis rabbi Gamliel shoy roi b'mara pirish af menakusi v'fei shoy eskuk l'malchus. So they gave a special heta that even by a kusi you're allowed to use a mirror. Vezes mashma she'asal ish liras b'mara, that a man is not allowed to look into a mirror. The Nirakiatami Shum La Yubash Gavasim Lasisha. Like in the Gemara's times, only an Isha would look into the mirror to make herself look nice. Not a man. So if a man would look into the mirror, Mash would be also. If you show me after said there was a special heter here by a guy, to kuach nefesh, if he took a haircut by a kusi, also be mutter. Then Toys ends up at the end, Toys goes down and says, To all the Yosa Bechoya Liras Pamara, Miu Eino Asa Kiyim Lis Noyis. Only if you're doing it to make yourself look nice. The other mishum leyubash gever, avol istapir legaleach veliroys b'mara shleyech po biyatzmai. Then for sure it's okay. If you want to look in the mirror when you're taking a shave to make sure you're not going to cut yourself, that's okay. The ikarissa would only be if you look there just purely to make yourself look nice. That's doimer to leyubash simas isha. However, lemaisa the mechaber brings down that today, that since lemaisa the minig is that men do look in the mirror, the male is not called the Maisa Isha Bimutta. Now, the first people that used the mirror maybe did the Aveira. But after it became a normal thing now for men to use a mirror, now already it's okay. Okay, right. V'yodikichavim amistapim in Yisrael, if a Jew is giving a guy a haircut, so kivun shigil leblurius, so when he comes to his... to the blurius, to the hair there, shermetis yodai, stop cutting a little bit before. Now, the kama, right before you get to the chup, how much do you have to stop? The kama. Omar of Malkio with the hay. Omar of Ada Barava. Shloishetz boys. Lecho ruach ruach. On each side of this hair, this flock of hair, you have to leave over 3 etz boys, like 3 inches. Do not cut even before that, in order not to make him look nice. Fiz avoy deserve. Omar Rav Chanino Brei de Rav Iko. Shvud. The loch about a shvud, about a spit that broke and you fix it on Yom Tovanat. Shvokhoi. Shala, how many maids? If you bring in the wife still have to work, a shalom gemar and ksubis, v'gumais, shala about a simonim, when a girl becomes a gedola, so a question of the saros, the hair fell out, and you have the gumas, the holes there where the hair were, is that considered a simon or not? So on these days, those are of malkia with a vote. But bluri is the loch of our mission here, about to chup the hair, and or else eifa makla, it's also shala about a tattoo, if you make a scratch and then you put the ashes, is that an issa of Ksavas Kaka or Gvina? We'll see later about Gvina's Akka, about cheese. That was of Malkiyo with a hay. He was the one that said this halacha. A number of Papa said a little bit different. Number of Papa, Mastis and the Mastisar of Malkiyo. Anything that was learned in a Mishnah and a Braisa, that's where Malkiyo said it over with a hay. Shemaita Tog, a thing that's only learned in the Gemara, that was of Malkiyo with a vok. This Simna, what's the Simna to remember this? Mastisa Malkiso. Like a mishnah with a malchusol, it's like a with the hay malcha. My benar, what's the difference? The benar shvachas. The afkamina is who said this halacha about shvachas? According to the first one, it was malchiyah with the vav that said it. According to the first one, shvachas was Rav Malkiyah, right? According to the second pshat, no, since this was not in the Mishnah, it was Umalkia with the hay that said it. We're going to know who said the Shmuz. Now at the new Mishnah, this Mishnah, next 10 blocks, these are the Ikra Lachas.